under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this absolutely gorgeous, sunny, blue skies, white puffy clouds, very little wind day here at the studio in Antrim County, this February 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Our favorite namesake granddaughter, Toria, is her birthday today. Mike, how old is Toria now? 22? Man, seems like yesterday. Was it 2006, right? No, I don't remember. Man, just absolutely, what a sweetie. Named after Miss Vicky, Victoria Eileen Braden. Yes, happy birthday, sweetie. I texted her last night because I saw it on my Google Calendar, and I... Absolutely had to text it right away before I forgot. So, Brett, you're ready to go on the show here in the next segment? 22. Yes, 2002. I can't even do math, dude. 2024, Randy. 22 years, you were right. But 2006, where did that come from? 2002, yes, what a sweetheart. Janet Livingston said she's done. She's placed her order. We're going to be shipping 100 cards down to her in Howell, Michigan. Thanks, Jan, for listening. Tell others, share that text message, if you will. Just send it to them. Tell them you got your cards on the way and that you're going to forward the text message to them. Okay, he says not today. Okay, got it. Let's see, one other thing. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Yes, it is a same website, acconservatives.org. Donate $21, you'll get the cards. $59 will get you the class. Yes, it's the same website. Okay, good. Got that. Also, my little unscientific poll, everybody's saying leave the 9. They like the 9/11/11. Also, it shows that you printed these up and started been sharing these since February. All right, good job. Petition in hand. Now, those signatures, Brett, have to be in your district. They have to be in your district where you're going to be running for county commissioner. Brett Gooding is going to be running for county commissioner in Emmett County. He's got the petition in his hand. He's going to be circulating, getting a few. What do you got to get, 10? I talked to Robert Crook. He is over in Presque Isle County, District 5. He's going to be running against the Democrat, John Chapa. He'll be getting his paperwork tomorrow because the county building shut down today for President's Day, so he'll get those tomorrow. He's going to be on the show on Wednesday giving his announcement of his run for county commissioner in Presque Isle County. He's in District 5, and he will be defeating the Democrat John Chapa. So he will be challenged by a Republican, a real Republican, and hopefully replaced in November. So he's coming on the show Wednesday. So, Brett, as soon as you get your signatures ready to go, let me know. We'll have you on the show to announce your candidacy for county commissioner in Emmett County. So greatly appreciate that. Yes, you need 3 to 10 signatures. Three? Randy Walker says he wants to sign it, Brett. He wants to be the first one. Have Brett call me. So I just did. Live on the radio. So there you go. Excellent. A lot more county commissioners are coming, people. We got an announcement coming in Sheboygan County. Can't wait to make that one. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Only made me tired. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. He owns LegendarySystems.net is the website. if you have questions or you want pricing for remote computer repair, give them a call at 231-818-8349. If you want his website and clickable, dialable link to 231-818-8349, just text me GEEK, G-E-E-K, and I will text you the link to his website, legendarysystems.net, and his phone number. He offers fantastic, phenomenal VPNs. I'm broadcasting to you this morning from a third world country. I'm not even in the United States. Wink, wink. I just open up the VPN, pick the city, the county, the country, wherever I want to go in the world, and that's what it looks like I'm coming to you from. That's why you notice we haven't been hacked very much lately. Yeah, well, that's because I'm not in the United States. Love his remote repair. Freaking out at a meeting last week. We were doing video conferencing for the Antrim County Conservative Union meeting. I could not get the computer to display on the big screen. I called Jonathan. He logged into the computer. You know what he told me? Randy, you don't have the cable connected properly into the screen. He told me that over the phone. Went over to the little hole in the ground where the cable connection was. Sure enough, didn't have it shoved in all the way. I was so embarrassed. I shoved it in all the way. Bing! Popped up on the screen. Thanks, Jonathan. Talk to you later. I'll never forget a few years ago. We'd been with Jonathan for years. And I was getting ready to do the show. Had like four or five minutes maybe before I was supposed to go live on the microphone. Could not connect into the studio. I was panicking. I called Jonathan. No problem. Logged in. Boom, bam, boom. Yeah. You had a update stuck on the studio computer. He finished the update, rebooted it, got me on the air with about a minute to go. Thanks, man. Hang up the phone. We have him on standby. He is our IT guy when it comes to computers, internet connections, studio connections, hosting the website now. We've got the podcast in a third world country as well. Three firewalls and a little present for you if you get through those three. Yeah, I hope you get through those three. Can't wait to fry your computer. Not playing nice with these people anymore. They wiped out 8 years of podcasts. Gone. Yeah, well, never going to happen again. So give them a call. Text me GEEK, and I'll send you the information. A couple of you reached out to me over the weekend. He even handled it over the weekend for you. Craig, I believe. So we greatly appreciate you guys using him. We totally, totally love our sponsors, every single one of them. As a matter of fact, it's so funny. We went up and got in bulk 56 gallons of MAGA water. John, Jamie, met him at the factory. Vicky and I, we got our pictures taken. Great couple. Love the building. Love the expansion, the growth. We're going to help them. So I'm drinking MAGA water. 8 hours and 13 minutes of sleep last night using Patriot Relief CBD products. Love these products. Feeling so much better. The joints are better. The sleep is better. I'm not stressed out as much as I normally am. Everybody says, Trucker, I don't know how you don't have a heart attack on the radio some days. These CBD products, folks, are fantastic. So we're excited. We've got a great, absolutely great radio family going. New sponsors coming every single day. We got a couple more coming soon. We're excited. We are so excited. We're loving life, loving the process we're going through in this election year. And I think these cards are going to have a major impact on people. I really do. When you read these 11 questions, and it's not partisan. It's not asked in a way that is blatantly, there's only one question on here that might lean a little bit right, conservative Republican. Question number 11. Attacks on our Second Amendment rights and your constitutionally protected ability to protect yourself and your family. Now, a progressive communist social lib would read that question. Oh, you're a Republican. Because we hate guns. Yeah. You hate guns. Until you're in a dark alley somewhere and there's a bad guy approaching and he says, put up your hands. Reaches in and takes your wallet, takes everything of value, takes your cell phone. Yeah, you wish you had a gun then? These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. I think this will resonate with a lot of people, especially independents. Folks, you got to understand 30% of Michigan is hardcore Republican. Doesn't matter who the Republican is on the ballot, you're going to vote for the guy. Period. It's that simple. 30% are hardcore Democrats. If they got a D behind their name, they're voting for him. Don't care how pukey or how bad they are, they're going to vote for him. 40% of our state are now considered independent. That's a fact. Adam Brandon of Freedom Works, he said it's not just Michigan, Randy, it's across the country. Adam Brandon was at the Stand Up Michigan Leadership Conference Vicky and I attended, and he said it's flat out. 40% of our population hate Republicans just as much as they hate the Democrats. It's not about party for them. It's about the candidate. It's about the person they think that can do the dang job. And that's who this card is pointed to. Think about these 11 questions and tell me how you think you're going to vote. Hopefully intellectually on the front it says. Vote intellectually, not emotionally. And then the other aspect to all of this, kind of an interesting little double play spin on it. The Democrats are in lockstep with their candidates. They actually have a black U.S. Senate candidate that turned in his signatures before Elisa Slotkin. Yeah. Before Elisa Slotkin, the favored, the one that's been anointed, the one that is going to be their candidate. Well, this guy, I guess, is an actor. I'm not really sure what TV shows or movies or whatever. Hill Harper. Friday became the first candidate in the Democrat field to turn in at least 15,000 petition signatures to the Bureau of Elections. A representative for the campaign said he got an additional 5,000 to 7,500 that are not yet verified will also be turned in. You always want to turn in 20,000. That is kind of the bare minimum. That way, if you got 25% bad, you throw out 5,000, you're still good, you got your 15,000, you're on the ballot. His campaign's core group of full-time staff were present at every collection event or location. They couldn't confirm how many volunteers they had that was part of the signature gathering process. But in honor for Harper to be the first to turn in petition signatures, especially since there's never been a black senator from Michigan. Many of his opponents are really making more about money in the amount of money they've been able to raise rather than the principles representing Michiganders. I think he's coming from a place saying, here I am. I'm the person running from the outside, and I've got this support. He's actually showing up at events. He's spending time with people. This is not lip service coming from a traditional politician. Well, last year in 2023, Harper raised $1 million. Compared to Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, Democrat from Holly, who raised $10 million. But he also spent nearly everything he had. Okay, I don't get that. I haven't seen any TV ads. I haven't seen any mailers in the mailbox. Haven't heard you on the radio anywhere. How did you spend almost $1 million? Are you sure you didn't pay for your signatures? I don't think this is necessarily grassroots. Compared to Slotkin, the Democratic frontrunner, she had $6 million left in the bank starting off 2024. She raised 10, but she spent $4 million. What did you spend $4 million on, Slotkin? Are you kidding me? She raised 10, and she's got $6 million left in the bank on January 1st, 2024. What the heck did you spend $4 million on? At a fundraiser, Harper celebrated the accomplishment by saying, "Thousands of Michiganders signed on to signal their trust in me as their candidate for U.S. Senate. Dozens of volunteers took time out of their busy lives to collect signatures because they believe in our shared vision." Okay, stop right there. Dozens of volunteers got you 15,000 signatures. No, no, not buying it. Not buying it in any way, shape, or form. You paid for signatures. Why don't you admit it? He continues on. "My main opponent in this race is a career politician backed by the Washington elite and party insiders," referring to Slotkin. Yep, that is honest. That is truthful. "They know a lot is riding on this race, and they're working hard to make sure their establishment pick is the eventual Democratic nominee." Well, guess what, folks? The Democrats have a real race going on. And as a result, you Democrats are going to have to stay on your side of the August 6th primary ballot and vote for either Hill Harper or Elisa Slotkin. You know what that means, folks? Yes, thank you, Democrats. Because now we will have a real Republican primary on August 6th. Only Republicans will be voting for our choice for U.S. Senate candidate. That means the Democrats will not be crossing over and voting for Mr. Rogers. He's not going to get Democrats' votes in a Republican primary this year, because they got to stay home and make sure Elisa Slotkin defeats Hill Harper. You see how this game is played? It's exactly why I ran for state senate in 22 as a Democrat. Actually got 6% of the Democrats to vote for me. Yeah, do you believe that? 6% of the Democrats voted for me. Why? Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer endorsed in one race in 2022, my race. She came up to Petoskey and endorsed Barbara Conley. Wanted to make sure she won and not me. Come on, Gretch, don't you like Trucker Randy? I'm a good business Democrat. John F. Kennedy type of Democrat. Common sense businessman Democrat. Come on, Gretch. Why didn't you endorse me? Well, because she wanted their puppet to get the nomination. And guess what? She got her butt kicked by DeMoose, who was actually the worst of the candidates running that we got stuck with. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. I'm Checker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.